Lloyd, tell me a little bit about the lab research and how this ties into what you do.
Well, in general, parapsychology laboratory research gives us a better idea and understanding of how people communicate, and therefore gives us an understanding about perhaps how ghosts communicate and how we pick up information from the environment. But there's a couple areas that are really very interesting, one of which is something that Rupert Sheldrake wrote up in his book called The Sense of Being Stared At. But it's the idea of what we call remote staring, that we can set up a controlled laboratory experiment where there's no way that the person being stared at will have any cues that they are being stared at, because it's all done via camera, remotely and controlled by a computer. And yet, not only consciously can people pick out when they're being stared at and when they're not, but unconsciously, by using biometric sensors attached to the skin, looking at skin conductance, looking at heartbeat and other types of things within the body, you can get a change in body state when the person's being stared at and when they're not. And that's kind of an important thing, because we all know that in haunting cases, sometimes we feel like we're being stared at, and that sense is apparently coming from a consciousness somewhere in some instances. The other aspect of biometric sensing in experiments has been connected to precognition, in that there is a new term that we're using called presentiment, which is the idea that we feel things before they happen, as opposed to just simply knowing things consciously before they happen. And again, using biometric sensors, you set up a controlled experiment in which someone is going to be randomly shown pictures of an evocative nature or a neutral nature. So, you know, they could be porn, it could be violent pictures. Things are going to get a rise out of you somehow. And they're set up with neutral pictures and then no pictures. And you measure the changes in the body before, during, and after the pictures are shown. And lo and behold, people react a few seconds before the evocative pictures come up. So we actually know a little bit about what's coming before it hits our consciousness.
Well, have they been told, we're going to show you some pictures you may not like to see?
Yeah, well, you have to get a baseline with people, and depending on the experiments, yes, you're going to be shown that, but you're going to be told that kind of thing. In some of the experiments, yes, and some perhaps no.
All right, but what's the basis of doing it this way?
Well, the idea here is to get a sense of whether or not these pictures are randomly being shown by a computer. In other words, a human being is not saying, here's a picture. They're looking at a monitor, and a picture is going to come up at a random time, and it's going to be randomly selected by a computer system to be neutral or evocative.
Okay.
And so you have reaction or no reaction, and you have to connect that to the image that's being shown. And you can do the same kind of thing by telling people, well, you know, we're about to show you a picture that's evocative. And yes, you might get a rise, but as soon as that picture is shown, if it's neutral, there is nothing continuing. So you have kind of the continuation through the actual picture being shown.
But what is this biometric sensor, sensory perception, whatever we end up calling it, for sure, what does that tell you about the individual?
Well, what it says is that we, as living beings, get a gut, if you want to call it a gut feeling, we get a sense that something's coming.
We might not know what.
And that's where precognition comes in, is when we know what, we kind of call precognition, or knowing before it happens. But we're having these experiences all the time, and again, in the field investigations, when you take a look at people outside the laboratory, people get unusual feelings quite often what we call gut feelings, and for a reason. I mean, the greatest concentration of nerve ganglia in the body is outside of the brain is in the gut. It's in our abdominal region.